Hey, everybody. Welcome to Angel Answers. It's Wild Wednesday, and today is January 25th, 2023, and we have a beautiful lineup of amazing, star, talented, compassionate, and very talented hosts. Welcome, ladies. How are you?
Hi,
I'm doing great. And you?
Great, Jan.
I'm well.
All right, and my name is Jan Drake Boxy. I'm one of your hosts tonight as well. So what I'm going to do is DC Love and Adriana Ramon won't be here tonight. They're off tonight, so I'm just going to read their bios, and then we will go around the table, and everyone will share their bios, and then we'll go from there. So DC Love is an angel intuitive, conscious channel, divine healer, channeling messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, angels, and her in-spirit dog, Ginger, and guide, Joan Rivers. You can find DC on Facebook at DC Love. And Adriana Ramon is the creator of My Lotus Bloom. She is a Reiki Master teacher, a fourth-generation intuitive, and she creates spiritual oils and baths and also creates Reiki healing energy bracelets. You can book her at mylotusbloom.com. And she is Mary Hernandez's daughter. And we have Liz Pfister, Catherine Peoples, Peg Jones, Mary Hernandez, and myself tonight as your hosts. And you can find all of us on Facebook in the Sacred Embers room, and the website is www.sacredembersshow.wixsite.com-love, and you can find all of us there with our bios and information about us, of what we do and the services we give. Please come in and visit and join the group too. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and pass this over to Liz Pfister, and here we go.
Do you want to introduce yourself, Jan? Did you do your bio?
I forgot. Yeah, okay. Jan Drake Bakke, and I am on Facebook and Twitter, and, of course, in the Sacred Embers room. And I do animal totems. That's the first thing I do when I do a reading is I see an animal totem right away, an animal spirit guide, and I love them very much, and they just seem to come to me very easily. And then I work with poetry, and I'm working on trying to collaborate with musicians with songs. And I've done several things with my poems in the past. So there's a lot of stuff to do with poetry. I have them all over Facebook and Twitter, everywhere and in the rooms. I also work on predictions. I'm a little slow this year. I've gotten started, but it's taking me a while. So, yeah, that's it. And my website is www.wefindourway.com. All right. Liz, thank you.
Great, Jan. You know what? I read last week, though, that anyone waiting to do New Year's resolutions or intentions or any of that stuff, so predictions, too, I think would fall under this category. They said to wait until after January 17th when Mercury retrograde was over. So I found that very interesting. Because
very
I was having a hard time sitting down and setting my intentions for the year, and I couldn't figure out why I kept putting it off. And then when I read that, I was like, oh, well, look at that.
That is really neat. I'm so glad you said that, told us that. That is really neat because I've really had a hard time getting totally started here. Yeah.
So I think that's why. And, you know, now we're all planets are direct, so we're in a great forward-moving energy, I think, until April. So
okay.
It's going to be a powerful time.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now that also confirms why I was waiting to live. I actually did my intentions for the year and the new moon because, you know, that's the time that you should set your intentions, especially, you know, on new moons. So I just did it. So that was really great.
Yeah.
So thanks for the confirmation.
Yeah, I hosted an event here. You know, I had planned it ahead of time before I had read that article. I had planned an event here, and it worked out perfectly because it was a new moon, set your intentions, and we had a little craft that went along with it. And it was, I'm like, this was perfect. You know, sometimes when you listen to your intuition, right, you're always guided in the right direction. And so when you question yourself, then you can say, huh, see, I knew what I was doing.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I'm Liz Pfister. I am, and I love whoever briefed our bios, because I'm going to read what's right here. This is perfect. I always struggle with this. I'm an intuitive and a spiritual guiding light. I'm the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. I'm a healer, a teacher, and a practitioner of the spiritual and metaphysical life. And you can find me on Facebook at River Maven 77. Every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, I live stream an hour-long crystal singing bowl meditation for everyone. And if you're local, you can come and join us here in the studio. And that was something that came from COVID, and I just continued to do it because so many people, it touched so many people, and they you know, rely on it. So I bring that. Actually, this past week, I started a sound healing certification course, because everything that I have done with sound healing has been intuitive. I've never had any, you know, formal instruction or anything. So I started that this week so I could have a certificate to, you know, put on the wall, make it look official. But also to see if there was anything I should know that I didn't know. So so this evening I brought with me my crystal pyramid for us to kind of center and ground in. I know we all like this moment of the show together. So we all want to take a nice big deep breath in through our nose, filling up your chest and your belly full of air, and then letting it out nice and slow through your mouth like you're blowing out through a straw, so you're completely deflated of all your air. And take another big deep breath in through your nose, filling all the way up again, and letting it out nice and slow, so you've got nothing left in there. And as you take your next breath in, focus in on the sound. I hope that connected us all there for a moment.
Wow, that was
beautiful. It totally did. I just love it. Yeah, just beautiful.
Yeah. Was that the heart chakra? Because I felt it in my heart, like a vibration of like my heart opening wide open.
I felt it too. It's actually not attuned to a specific chakra. It's a frequency with the pyramids. The pyramids do, because they're multi, the way they're designed, they play more than one note. So you actually get different frequencies out of them. And I'm sorry because I don't have my thing. I think it's 432, which is in line with the heart chakra, really. But you
I
do find it.
Listening to 432. Megahertz.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah, but you will find it. It will activate all the chakras at different times when you experience it. So it's a unique instrument. It's very, very, very neat. And that's one of the courses that's in this certification thing that I'm looking forward to, because I really want to know more about it, so that I can tell more about it. But I love it. Mm-hmm. I've experienced it from other practitioners, and I just think it's amazing. So it's very
What's
neat.
It called
neat, neat
again?
Tool. A crystal pyramid.
Crystal pyramid, okay. Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, I'm glad. Just something else to share on this show. So that's all about me. I will pass it over to Catherine Peoples so she can introduce herself this evening.
Okay, thank you, Liz. My name is Catherine Peoples, and I am an intuitive empath, energy healer, clairvoyant, and an oracle card reader. I'm also accredited and certified spiritual, shamanic, meditation, mindfulness, and holistic health and wellness practitioner, as well as a mental health ambassador. I've experienced countless metaphysical experiences starting in childhood, which continue to this day. So I also look forward to listeners here this evening tuning in on Monday evenings at 9:30 Eastern Time for Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, which is another show on the Sacred Embers, where we talk about an array of thought-provoking questions. They're introduced, as well as instruction and activities of how-to moments that you can add to your spiritual toolbox of practices. And I'll also be sharing some what the moments that are, actually very funny but real. And it's just a very entertaining show, but very, there's knowledge shared as well. So I hope you'll join me then. In addition, I was asked this evening to share an important channel message from DC Love, who is not in attendance this evening. But so here we go. This is her channeled message that she wanted me to share with listeners. Greetings, soul family. We come before you today to spread joy and love and to help you expand as you fulfill your soul's purpose. We wish to illuminate the path before you and to help you complete mission. As we communicate intuitively with you on so many levels, we want to connect and work with each of you on a daily basis. Even small steps taken in the right direction will help you to go forward onto your given path. Your journey will be more fulfilling than you could ever imagine. Each of you has a team of guides that will help you navigate through this journey called life. Before you decide to reincarnate into this lifetime, you chose which lessons you wanted to learn. We will accompany you and oversee your progress, as well as work closely with you as you resonate with your soul's calling. As you ascend, your higher guides will step forward, form, and fulfill your divine destiny. With each occurrence you face, we will assist you. Your highest and best is the ultimate importance to us. Reach out to us as you would a dear friend. We want to help you to create the life you have envisioned. You are here for a reason. Do what brings your heart joy. Be the unique person you were meant to be. Go with the flow. Call upon us to help bring you inspiration. Resonate with what you wish to accomplish. We will assist you in your creative efforts. So clear your mind and listen as we provide you with the guidance and support you are needing. Look to people who inspire you. Each of you has a story to tell, as well as a reason for being here right now. It impacts the life of your fellow man. You have learned lessons, faced hardships, and experienced joyful times. The challenges you faced have made you stronger. Along your journey, you will meet many people that will add to your experience. Each connection is necessary. Your encounter was pre-planned. Some will accompany you for a short time, while others will be with you throughout your lifetime. So as you go forward on your journey, you will realize the significance that each person has brought you. Whether you perceive the connection as good or bad, each person has helped in some way. At times, the most difficult of those experiences may have taught you a little bit more about yourself. Resonate all with all the emotions that are present. Do not disregard painful experiences. It's these experiences contain lessons and purpose that will assist you in your soul's growth. Bless each experience as it has helped you to move forward on your soul's path. Your mission is as individual and unique as each of you are. While some may have similar work during this incarnation, only you can fulfill your purpose and life mission. As you go forward and add to the collective consciousness of this soul family, notice how each of you have an impact on each other. Allow your positive act memory of this group. All the good that you have experienced throughout this lifetime has a positive effect, both individually and as a group. Become aware of the tremendously positive effects you can have. You are an extension of this group. Strive to have a positive, long-lasting relationship and offer each other the support that is needed. Share your love and wisdom with each other and the world. We send loving frequencies and offer you never-ending support. When you are ready, we are here for you. We are so grateful for the opportunity to connect with you today. We are all one. We are sharers of love, light, and universal consciousness. So shine brightly, be love. Light and love divine. You see love.
That's so beautiful. Thank you.
That was just a beautiful message, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right,
Peggy. Thank you, DC.
Yep, this is Peg.
Yeah,
and I'm an angelic life coach, an angel card reader, and energy healer, and also working on my sound healing certificate. I enjoy mentoring those who want to learn more about the angels, and I do teach classes. I can do them individually, or I do them in groups, and it's a 10-week class. I hope to do a class, offer a class in the spring. And I just love helping and sharing others. The other tools that I have, I also have a certificate in mindfulness, hypnomindfulness, and the Akashic Records, and I'm a clairvoyant, clairsentient, and I'm clairaudient. I'm also an author of books, Living in a Heart Place with Your Angel, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, and it's a book of daily angel messages with a journal exercise for each day throughout your year. That's really about it, I think. I thought I would read today's message from my book, Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels. Children, we hear your voices and we hear your hopes and dreams. Think about how you want them to come to fruition and how you would like us, your angels, to help you. Go to the place in your heart where there is peace and know that you can go there at any time. Know that we are here for you and that we never leave you. So trust what you hear and know it is true. Thank you for all that you are and all that you are doing in this lifetime. So much has been accomplished, and you have been a big part of it. And the journal exercises, what dream would you like to ask your angels for help with, I guess, like a goal that you would want for your life? Think about it and journal about it. I could offer a little bit of light language, too. Let's see.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Mele e ene mimini ki kale babano ina manako ele bi manaka bele bibiki kale nene ke kale ba nako ibibiki koi mamani ki kana ai la baniki oi bamani na ki na mamano oi na manaki kala boi na manaka la barakai kone ele nene ikane mamani ki koi bamani ki Koi mamaniki kana bariki. Koi lava bariki kana maniki. Maniki kalega bakoi nanake. Iola kena bike. Ola kena kia. Ole kena ne. Ale bene kino ma. Kola baba. Mo ina kekele banaki ba mamaneki koi ba manako ele bina kala ba I kala be ina kala mo I bibiki koi le meniki kele bibiki. Thank you.
Wow, Peg, that was
beautiful. Thank you.
I actually felt that in my heart chakra as well as my crown chakra.
Really?
That was really moving. And I know Peg mentioned that, she's becoming certified on tuning forks, on sound healing. And yesterday I had a session with Peg. I haven't had a chance to report online or do a review online, but it was phenomenal. I mean, she cleared everything for me, and it was just a magical experience because as she was working through each of the chakras or each of the points, I was feeling it like swirling inside of me. So I was just like, and this was on a phone, you know, so I could just imagine if it was, you know, in person, how amazing that would be. So tuning forks, I mean, that's something, another healing modality. We each have our own. Liz has a pyramid, and she also has the beautiful bowls that she plays every Tuesday, which is really amazing for, you know, I know my mom, when she was alive, she enjoyed it very much. Like, I would play it for her, and she loved it. And my mom had dementia, and, you know, it was really great for her, and it's great for anyone. You know, I know that when I was healing from my herniated disc, I listened to Liz, and I felt, like, energy moving out of my body. So it was just, it's very transformational. It's really healing. For sure. So, I mean, I can't speak enough about these two ladies and their singing bowl and, you know, the tuning forks. It's just amazing what they do, you know. So thank you both. And now I guess I can introduce myself. I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm one of your hosts. I'm an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, an ordained minister, a numerologist, a tarot and oracle card reader. I'm also a candle creator, and one of the candles I've made that is like so important to me is I made one of Mother Mary, and it's infused with love, light, and healing. And Mother Mary is one of my guides. She's one of my healing guides. As you all know, I'm also a trance healer, and she comes through with PO and helps me heal, and it's just so amazing. I also do other types of these chakras. I also do Reiki infused healing candles for each of the chakras, so that's really amazing. And you know, I've already sold a couple out the door already, so it's so amazing, you know, that these healing candles are going out, and you know, it's helping so many people, you know, and it's a good price too. You can get them on to book a reading anyway with me. You can go to www.theangelwithin.com. So it's theangelwithin.com, or you can email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And then I had an important message today. So I have been listening to someone called Maggie Cook Garcia, and she's on Instagram, and I've been following her for a couple of months now, and it's just like she has such an inspirational story, and it hit me as far as, you know, how far you can go when you believe in yourself and when you're resilient. And I just want to say a little bit about her story because it really moved me, and I just wanted to say, you know, what I felt. So she's originally from Mexico, and after getting a scholarship to come to the U.S. to pursue her dreams in interior design, she became homeless, sleeping in her car. Then her friends entered her into a salsa contest where she won. So salsa meaning like, you know, chips and salsa. And her chips and salsa, I mean, her salsa was so great that it was bought out by Campbell for $231 million. So from being homeless to...
Oh, my goodness.
You know, yeah, exactly. So it's just, like, her story really moved me because it's a story of resilience, never giving up on your dreams, believing in yourself and what it is you have to offer to people, right? She believed this thought was going to, like, be amazing, and she believed it. And, you know, she had friends to push her along also, you know, and help her. One of her friends actually gave her $800 to start up this business, and it ended up being, you know, amazing for her. So that was really moving because we all know, right, when we start with our life purpose, it's not always, you know, sunshine. You know, it's just, you know, you have to learn to trust. So for me, it was moving because it's, for me, I'm trusting right now that everything is falling into place, and I'm doing exactly what Maggie has said that she has done, like go from door to door, call people and keep calling and don't take no for an answer. And if they say no, then call the next one, you know? So she had to call like 100 people before one said, yes, come in. And that's the one that actually worked out. And then everybody else trickled down. So for me, that's exactly what I've been doing. So to hear that story was just the angels telling me a confirmation that, you know, just keep doing what I'm doing also, because never giving up and trusting that, you know, everything will fall into place. And I know like everything is working out for my highest good, and these candles and everything that I offer is going to be amazing. So anyway, so I also wanted to say that she mentioned that having an element that really pushes you and keeps you aligned. So for me, that element or that person is my beautiful family, you know, my grandchildren, my daughter, who sometimes is in this show, and the love I feel for them. I'm able to give, and also giving messages from passed on loved ones, you know, actually helps me feel amazing because, you know, it's great to heal, but it's also healing hearing from your past on loved ones, because I know I've been on the other side of this where I always wanted to hear from my dad who had passed on like in 2003. So I used to be a caller of this show, not this one, Angel Answers, because, you know, it's newly created about 2 years, right, Liz? We came up with the name and the show.
Yeah, 3 years ago. We started in 2020.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just like amazing because, you know, I go back and I'm like, wow, I used to wait for those messages from dad, you know, and our passed on loved ones are always there. Their soul is always with us. And, you know, what I find healing is, you know, being able to offer that to people, because I was offered that from some of these beautiful ladies here, especially Jan. DC Love was one of the ones that used to give me messages, and Jan also. So, you know, I just want to thank them. And also, you know, this whole group is just amazing. And, you know, one of the messages that I found amazing from Maggie was that she said in one of her interviews is, be courageous, step out of your comfort zone. Because if you want something extraordinary, you need to do something you've never done before. And you are strong enough to realize your dreams. So, you know, I'm sorry, I'm reading from all the notes that I was making on all her interviews, but I just think her story is so amazing, and I just want you guys to, I'll share her podcast because she sent it to me, and I think she's truly an amazing woman, and she does so much to give back to everyone. You know, she posts daily affirmations, and as you ladies know, I'm like an affirmation queen. I love affirmations. I love Louise Hay, you know, so I'll post that. But her name is Maggie Cook, and she, you could find her on Instagram under Maggie. It's M-A-G-I-E, Cook, C-O-O-K. And I'm sorry I took so long because we have a long list of callers, but I just wanted to share that because her story is so amazing, and it moved me. It truly moved me because, you know, it's exactly what we all go through, right, behind closed doors that nobody knows. So.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So how are you ladies feeling? Do you want to open up the line? Because I see there's like a whole bunch of callers.
yeah,
should I read
some
calls too? Sounds good.
Sounds good? Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
No, so no poems then?
Oh,
yeah,
oh my gosh, yes. Yes, poems. I'm so sorry. Jan, yes.
I mean, we don't always have to do poems.
We love your
poems.
We don't always have to do them, but I do have some. But it'll go fast. It won't take too long. And I'm glad we have a big lineup. But I just want to say, Mary, I love what you said. I'm going to look her up, and I want to see, I want to listen to her podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. So thanks for sharing that. It wasn't too long. I loved hearing all about it. Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you,
ladies,
for the compliments. So, okay, I'll just go ahead and I read this one every year. It's called Earth Angel. And it goes, remember that you are an earth angel. Remember who you are. You can rise and shine in many realms. You can fly through the universe, sparkling like a shooting star. You are no longer here to stop your quest. Allow the universe to fan your flame. You are giving your best. You are here to live your dreams and to be your highest and to proclaim. It's your time now. There is no one to blame. Earth Angel, you are a clean slate, a brand new story. It's a new year, Earth Angel. You are mystical, magical, and full of God's glory. Remember not to judge yourself. Remember, all is well. And this one goes, it came upon me. It came upon me. It was getting closer and so warm. It was light. It was gold and yellow. It was so bright, but there was no need for alarm. I saw these beings. They had no wings. They were angels and guides. I knew this. They were in front of me and by my side. They said everything about me was okay, that I was loved, and I felt so accepted. Part of my life had been a struggle, some of it. I've been so rejected. It was a miracle. I knew they had come to see me. But it wasn't my time yet. But now I know that feeling as it came upon me. Peace for us. Peace for us, our country, other countries. We protest views, their views, our views. We, you, me, us. We need to be in peace. Stop the violence. Can we be in peace? Don't we want peace for us? And Kiki just lunges right on all my poems. this is called Jazz Shoes. But it's another life when the jazz shoes go on. With the music and the beat, it's a treat. And this one goes, we stood in peace. We stood in peace. We were a rainbow under the sun. We let go of every hurt, every betrayal, every attack. And we gloried in the gift of the dance, however long. And we performed in the moments of divine recognition through art, through timeless energetic creations. And this one is those rose-colored glasses. Those rose-colored glasses you look through are there to cover any pain, to shadow any shame, to let go of any fears, to get over any blame. Staying positive through any change of the game, letting go of any failure. I am walking forward. Nothing is the same. And this is Heavenly Father, Blessed Mother, align our souls, heal our sister and brother, Mother, Father, God, Divine Majesty, we await your appointment to be rid of our travesty. And this one is peace, many remarkable things in 2023, so that our creative energy is set free, and sometimes we may agree to disagree, but that we might hold hands in a circle so wide that it extends throughout the earth, even if it is in one's mind. It ripples unity, peace, and a rebirth. No matter who or what we are, our hearts and souls still pulse a breath and resonate close and far, that we will always remember we are not alone. God has tabs on each of us. Along our life's journey and road, the signs are always shown and right near us, as we may also be told that each of us will stand in our peace and never demean, never undervalue, faithfully, our soul's path that may be of many remarkable things in 2023. And this is Heavenly Realities. I walk in Heavenly Realities. I allow light beams to touch my face. I seek what is seeking me. I am surviving grace. I am surviving and thriving by grace. I activate the promised land. It lives inside of my heart. I help to change my atmosphere. At any time on any day is a good start. And there's almost done. We're almost done. Don't be so hard on yourself. That doesn't help others. But when you have compassion for yourself, then you have compassion for your sisters and brothers. It's nice to have a compassionate heart than to win an argument and to be right or to be ahead. The compassionate heart wins every time without a lot said. To be compassionate toward another in any phase of life helps them find their path to truth with more ease, helps you surrender your worry trying to please. A compassionate heart reminds you of knowing that judging someone for their choices, mistakes, as you may have already made, or even may make in the future, the same ones. Have some compassion, for goodness sakes. A compassionate heart accepts, inspires, loves, encourages, acknowledges, humors another, a mother or father, a spouse, a lover, a cousin, a friend, an animal, an acquaintance. Again and again, there is no end. Don't be so hard on yourself. That doesn't help others, you and me. Life is short and so fleeting at times. Let's have more compassion for ourselves and everyone as we hold hands in our world peacefully. And love wins. Heaven, a place where no worries deplete us, a place where energy is in surplus, where time stops and flow begins, synchronicity abounds, and love wins. The thing about love is it never dies. It just changes form and starts new ties. And we love Cloud Nine. Sometimes love is not always on Cloud Nine. Sometimes love is realistic and fine. And that's that.
Wow.
There we go.
That's beautiful.
Thank
beautiful,
you.
Jan.
Very
you.
Nice. Appreciate it.
I love the
Thank
one
you very
in
much.
2023. That was very synchronistic, because before, as the show was opening up, I was shuffling and a card popped out for the collective, and it's from Kyle Gray's Keepers of the Light deck, and it's Serunos, I call him. He's from Celtic mythology. He's the half man, half horse with the horns. And he was a spirit guide for me for a little while. But it says, life force and express your driving passion. Sensual and sexual powers are increased. And I just, as I had mentioned at the beginning of the show, how they had said that we should wait to set our intentions and things until after the 17th. I felt this lined right up with that as well, because we're in this time that we should really be tapping into our creative energies and really digging deep and focusing on what lights us up and what we're passionate about and what we want to do, because right now is going to be the time where we're going to be successful at them. So I thought it was very synchronistic and message for everyone. So I will post it in the on the Sacred Embers page as well. Card.
Awesome. Thank you, Liz. I appreciate that. I
You're
can't
welcome.
Wait to see that.
Your poems are so beautiful. Thank you, Liz, for pulling that card too. I have to say that your poems just move me always. I love the one with the angel.
Oh.
You know me. I'm like an angel. I love angels.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
I think we all are, but you know, Liz and I came up with this show name, you know, in 2020, because I said, okay, it has to have Angel because my dad's name is Angel and he's in heaven. And, you know, that's why I always called Blog Talk Radio back, you know, in 2003 when he passed away, was because, you know, of him. So I said, it has to have Angel. You get to pick whatever else you want to pick. So she picked Angel Answers, you know, Answers. So it was, it's so beautiful how this show came together and it's just growing and it's just beautiful. I just love you all. Thank you for being here. And I have to say my daughter, you know, we miss her as well. And she's having a 30% off her website. So anything far as merchandise, like she sells sweatshirts and t-shirts, so she's having 30% off. I forgot. I think I posted that on Facebook, but you know, just in case, I wanted to say that for those callers that are interested, she has hoodies and t-shirts and the oils and the healing bracelets. And I'm not sure. I don't think the bracelets are 30% off. I think it's just like her merchandise, her t-shirts and logo. Not logo, I mean the ones with high vibrational, you know, things on the front, you know, just I'm high vibe and things like that. But you guys can check it out. I'm mylotusbloom.com and check out what she has left, merchandise she has left. So I hope she's back next week, but I wanted to see if everybody was ready to take on callers now, because I know I see a lot of new callers. So what do you guys think?
I'm ready.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go to a few new callers that, you know, I've never seen these numbers. So area code 614, welcome to Angel Answers. Do you have a question for us this evening? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name, first of
all? Hi, Mary. It's Chelsea.
Oh, hi, Chelsea.
Hi. I'm just seeing if you can do, like, a reading for my future, because I'm just kind of stressing about it and just seeing what the angels are saying about the different steps I'm trying to take in my life right now.
Okay. All right, let's see what the ladies get. I'll be last online.
So, hi, Chelsea. This is Jan. And
hi,
usually, when if I do future stuff, I usually have to do a meditation to get like a real future reading for you. But I get an animal for you immediately. And so I'll just share the animal for now. And I got a lamb. Right. Even before you got on, the lamb was coming through immediately, and then you talked, and it just appeared even more. The lamb. I don't see the lamb too often, but it's a beautiful animal, and they're connected to you spiritually throughout your life. They have important lessons for you. They represent purity, patience, renewal, humility, and sacrifice. They are a symbol of simplicity and doing selfless acts, being good to others and being good to yourself. And I'm just reading what they're saying about it. They are a teacher for embracing emotions and self-expression. They're a symbol of good for helping others. So that's so neat to have this animal near you. They also teach you to accept love and appreciation from others, to receive love and appreciation, not only accept it, but to receive it. And they are of a selfless nature in general. They have purification of negative energy through forgiveness and humility. So I think that's a really nice animal to carry with you, to have with you for the future. That is just incredible to have for your future. They are a symbol of self-acceptance and respect towards yourself, and they are a symbol of strength, and they represent capable of working through many problems and accepting yourself. They are, they are symbolizing willingness to accept social norms and values. And one last thing, it might symbolize your desire to be part of a group also. So I'm just going to stay with that. And if I get anything else about your future, I'll just sit here and meditate a little bit while the ladies continue on.
Okay.
So I'll pass it right over to, I'm not sure who's next, Liz?
Liz, yep. So beautiful job, Jen. I love that lamb.
Thank you.
That is a very beautiful animal.
Good.
So, Chelsea, this is Liz. I pulled a few cards here, and I have a message. The first two cards I pulled from the Keepers of the Light deck, and it's Lady Portia and Divine Order. And then the second one is Kathumi and the Cloak of Wisdom. And Lady Portia's card says, do what you feel is right. An important lesson is unfolding. And Kathumi says, you already know the answer you seek. Trust what you know. So this tells me that you're already very in tune and in touch with your intuition, but you're not trusting or wanting to listen. I feel it's a little bit of both. You know, sometimes we think we allow our ego to push us and let us think that it knows better, which is normal because we've allowed that to be strong for so much of our life. But you're very in tune and in touch with yourself. So you already know what you want or should do. But you always second guess it and wait for like more confirmation. And the second thing I got, I had two cards come out of the energy and spirit oracle, and it was shamanic healer, cleansing attunement, and wisdom of the magi, mental clarity, which tells me that you just need to calm down, breathe, go within, you know, get in that quiet space. Tune into yourself, you know, if you want to be more in tune with your intuition and listen and trust, you have to start to really clear out all the other noise and take the time to hear it. So, like I say, you're already very in tune with yourself. You just allow the ego to kind of take over sometimes. So, you know, it's just strengthening that intuition, becoming more confident in yourself. And I agree with Jen, like you're ready to move forward. And this is just that last little bit of hesitation. So it's just time to embrace who you are and set out and don't allow anyone to tell you any different because you're fine. You're flying on top. I thought I had something else, but I lost it. Back to me, Chelsea. I'll add it on. So I hope that helps you. You're in a very good place, and you just need to, you know, slow down, trust yourself more, you know, take what feels like a risk on yourself, but you're going to be fine. You're going to be good. So I hope that helps you. And I will pass you over to Catherine.
Hi, Chelsea. Okay, so I pulled from Palgrave's Gateway of Light activation cards, and I pulled the Sword of Light, which is divine protection, quartz cut, and breakthrough energy. So the message here is when this card comes to you, know that it's confirmation that you are walking the path of light and responding to pre-incarnation soul contracts to make find that you have the opportunity to sever connections to fears and limitations. Energetic cords bind us to situations, loved ones, and even the past. But you are in transition now and detaching from unnecessary connections, dramas, and fears. Know that there will be a great severing at this time and you might feel isolated for a moment, as you will be reconfiguring your circle of trust and moving into a life that is in greater alignment with your highest good. To know that the cords that bind you to loved ones and soul family will remain intact. It's only the lower vibrational connections that are being severed. So expect breakthroughs and doors of opportunity opening for you. And if you feel strongly connected to Michael, Archangel Michael, know that his energy is with you now. And just, you know, giving you my own affirmation here, you know, you can say something along these lines, you know, if you're in a state of transition. Like, I am, always goes first, I am reawakening my soul to learn and grow beyond existing limitations. I am connecting to the higher wisdom of my soul. I am resonating with divine order. My soul is activated to the highest vibration. And you can add to your own words. But in terms of fear, you want to not live in a fear-based reality because that brings more fear. So you want to just, you know, let go and let God and, you know, just know that great things are happening for you. You just want to be open to it because we have the ability to open ourselves to it or shut it down. And I read this poem before on the show a while back, but I have it here. So I'm going to read it to you, and it's in regards to fear. It says, no fear. Fear is the true root of all mishaps, a creator of victims that starts as a small spark of insecurity, igniting our frame with the doubt of ourselves and our abilities to manifest that which is perfect for our growth. It multiplies in our psyche, creating images many times their actual size, blinding us to the vast possibilities within our grasp. We become fascinated with fear's expansion, feeling fully compelled to feed it. Suddenly, fear becomes larger than ourselves, and we are lost within its grasp. Better to live fearlessly. Rip it from your heart deliberately. Experience the eternal moment of freedom, often mistaken for emptiness. Allow love to flow in. You'll never miss fear once it's gone. It is only the anticipation of fear leaving that begs it to stay. So let it go. Fear will lie to you in its quest for survival. Fear is necessary only to itself to see the truth and know no fear. So I hope that helps.
Hello? Yes. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, this is Peg. And I actually have two messages from, it's a book of, it's called 333 Oracle of Heart Wisdom, and it's readings with Alana Fairchild. And there's 333 messages in the book, and I heard to pick message 25, and I thought it was appropriate, and then I looked at message 24, and that was appropriate too. So I'm going to read them both to you, okay? And it just kind of talks about, you know, wondering where my path is going to take me. So the first one was Veil of Mystery. There will be times when we lack clarity. In such moments, the intellect often rushes in to save the day, analyzing what is known in order to discover what is not yet knowable. That creates further confusion. There is a spiritual veil over part of your life at present. What is being hidden is not something to fear, but something you will embrace in due course. So why is it being hidden from your knowledge at this time? knowing the end of a story before reading it may soothe an anxious mind, but it also prevents one from growing through the journey. Allow yourself to be at peace in the fact of the unknown. These circumstances are only temporary. Your story shall have its happy fulfillment, whether in the way you expect at the time you expect or not. Your answers will come, but for now, the guidance is to be patient. And then message 24 is called Hidden Progress, and that was pretty cool, too. It's a little bit shorter. A sailor swiftly approaching an undiscovered shore may have no evidence of progress being made until the very last moment. Similarly, we can be making great strides on our spiritual path, steadily lessening the distance from our goals, but not see any signs or confirmation until the very moment is upon us. There is a choice to be made. You can give up in the absence of external validation or continue on based on nothing more than you, than your intuitive sense that it is correct to do so. You do not lack courage, but at times you lack certainty. Know that your intuitive inclinations are worthy of your trust. You are making greater progress than you currently recognize. Do not be deterred from that which you seek. So I hope those help you in some way.
They do, thank you.
That there is progress, even though you may not completely see it at this point.
Wow, that's beautiful. All the readings are so synchronistic. This is Mary, by the way, and I have a couple of affirmations for you. From Louise Hay that I will share, but the card that I got for you was the shaman card, which Liz also pulled a shaman card. So it's trusting in higher forces. And there's also an owl on top of his head. He's a Native American, if I'm not mistaken, and he's got an owl on his head. You know, it's just amazing because, you know, you just have to trust with what you're getting, you know, be like sit quietly and just like trust your intuition, basically. Trust what you're getting, like quiet your mind and just see what you get when you answer the question. And then, I think Catherine said, let go of fears and limitations, you know, because you need to do that. One of the quotes that I picked up from Louise Hay was, when the mind is quiet, the soul will speak, you know, again, speaking to our higher self, our soul, and getting those answers that we know we can get. We all can speak to our soul. We are one. And then letting go and letting God, you know, one of the other affirmations, I have the courage to live my dream, because you do. You have the courage to do this and take the leap of faith that you're wanting to take. And then the other card that I pulled for you was fear. See beyond the current situation. And I want to look that up because basically, you know, there's more to it that I think you should look into. And also, let's see, what else am I getting? There's also another card that I pulled from the postcards from Spirit for you. And it says, all right, so it says, raise your vibration and focus on love, right? Because love is all we are. It says, clairvoyance isn't just about predicting the future. It's about being able to see clearly enough, create your best future. You are being encouraged by your ancestral guides and angels to see beyond what you think is happening now. Don't allow your ego or doubts to play games with you. Instead of seeing yourself as stuck or lost, know you're in an energy energetic holding space while the universe recalibrates a path that is more favorable for you. Angels of light are upgrading your energy so your experiences can be more enjoyable. You are moving towards something extremely uplifting and enlightening. So stay calm and keep your eyes on the prize. So, I love that. You know, it's being able to see beyond your current situation. And also this card from Postcards from Spirit is like also in tune with everything else that everyone is saying. And with these cards, it says, dearest you, did you ever know that when you stop fighting and accept everything exactly as it is right now, miracles start to happen. There is a freedom in this kind of radical acceptance. Let go of unrealistic expectations and see things as they really are, not how you'd like them to be. You'll be surprised at how everything seems to fall into place. When you refuse to accept things, life gets messy. You act messy and your world stays in chaos, tension, and disarray. But don't try to force a change or manipulate circumstances. Instead, learn about what is in front of you and face it with your eyes fully open. Then you can decide, stay or go, sink or swim, move or stay still. Acceptance is the key to freedom and opens the door to the real opportunities waiting to be discovered. Set yourself and others free. So set your mind free and just make the decision. And it says, loving you so much, always and forever, loving spirit. And in the back, there's two angels and a beautiful big card. So I hope that's helped you, Chelsea. And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
And Mary, I have just one more thing for Chelsea. Chelsea, it's Jan again. Just a tiny thing. I saw the horse also, and it was a horse's head, and it was like really a beautiful, it looked like a horse from like a royal setting. I don't know. And anyway, but the horse represents independence and travel. So you may be doing that this year in the future.
Wow, nice. I like that.
Yeah.
She needs to hear that. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank
well,
you,
thank
lady,
you,
so
Chelsea,
much.
For calling, and have a great evening. I'll place you on hold.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, ladies, so that was our first caller. Let me see if I can, let's see, this looks like a new number. Okay, area code 781, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura, do you have a question for us?
Hi, not exactly, just like a general kind of words of encouragement from spirit.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'll switch you over to Jan to give you a spirit animal and
okay.
Messages, and then you'll go down the
sure.
line.
Laura, I see a cat for you right away. Just a little kitty cat. And so cat is such a neat animal. And they always land on their feet. And they're very spiritual. They're very psychic and all that neat stuff. And they reflect your independent nature, free thinking mm-hmm. nature. And Cat, as your ally, will live a charmed life with you. Naturally graceful and sensitive, always a clever soul. They're part of you developing your psychic abilities and practicing the healing arts. If the cat has crossed your path, look out for new magic coming into your life. Pay attention to signs and synchronicity so that you can act when the time is right. Follow your instincts. Cat will always be there to protect you. So, yeah, that's what I see immediately is the cat for you. So I'm going to pass you right over to Liz.
Ooh, that was nice.
I'm sorry, I'm not used to being so soon, and I have to get my book out for this part. I don't usually even use my book, but I'm like, I think I need it. So, hello, Laura, this is Liz. I have pulled two cards for you so far from the Energy and Spirit Oracle. The first one is number 23, Thought Vibrations, Resonant Choices, Signature Signals. So I was wondering, is this like your time to take your next step and make your next decision in life? Are you at this like crossroads? That's what I'm
saying. In a way, yeah, definitely. In a way, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. So I see you're there, and it's for you to just really decide, you know?
Yeah.
You know, our thoughts become our reality, the things we think, the things we say to ourselves, that's what we can bring into, we can manifest into our reality. So this is the time for you to really, I feel like, sit down and make your plan, you know, write it down. What's the goal? What is it you're looking for? Because this is the steps. This is the time you're going to create it. So, you know, really go for the gold, I feel like. So I'll read you what the book says, because I was called to pull it out. It says, like a satellite in space, your mind is sending and receiving signals in every direction. The vibrations of your thoughts and beliefs never cease projecting and receiving. This is a very real energetic influence on what you attract and manifest, a powerful force in your present and future happiness. It's easy to say that your cognitive patterns create your reality, but how much do you really think about your ongoing thought process? This card is telling you that you now have the power to bring much more positivity and self-love into your thinking. In fact, your mental power is growing more than ever. Consciously send out clear and attractive signature signals, and the world will return your loving messages to you. Well, I guess if I wasn't clear, it just retold you. And it does share an affirmation here, and it says, I always have power over my thoughts. I release negative thinking and choose to trust in my resourcefulness and to have faith in my soul. So, you know, I don't know if you've ever worked on, you know, changing your thought pattern, but this is something I consciously work on myself over the last 5 years, that anytime I'm having a negative thought and I realize it, I have to pause and I have to reframe it into a positive thought. I don't want to talk about the things that I don't want in my life. I say, I don't want to be short of money. I don't want to say that, right? I want to say I have money. I have all the abundance I need coming into my life, right? I have money flowed to me easily and effortlessly. I never want to say things that I don't want. So same thing with your thoughts. Like I said, this is a really powerful time, and this is the time for you to create your future and what you're looking for. So the second card perfectly lines up is number one, mindfulness, peaceful presence, quiet mind. So again, you know, all the outside chaos, all the things that you can't control, just push them aside, you know, let them go. They're outside of anything that you have control over. Control your controllables. You know, it seems like a simple thing, but we don't do it so often. We stopped doing it long ago. So to get back to just controlling the things we can control is a little bit of a task. So when you start to feel overwhelmed or stressed or anxious, you know, evaluate what are the things you're allowing to cause you that anxiety and stress. Are they things that you have control over, or are they not things that you can control? And, you know, if you start to clear out that clutter and just focus on the things that are within your control, you'll have a lot more ease, and you know, your focus can then be on your future and the things that you're bringing into it more clearly. So I hope that that helps you. And I will pass you on over to Catherine.
Okay. Laura, so I pulled from the Angel Therapy deck, and I got Sacral Chakra. So telling you that you are highly sensitive to chemicals, additives, processed foods, and energies right now, and to respect your sensitivities by avoiding harsh items, situations, and relationships. The message here is really just that. They sent this card to you because you want to understand your body's true family is very sensitive. And as a highly sensitive individual, you may at times experience, different confusion in areas of your life, which is a way of dealing with overwhelming, physical sensations, for example, and that you may, do things that are at times maybe self-destructive in terms of, shielding yourself by, from these harsh energies by, food or, some type of substances that just aren't best for you. But this card conveys a strong message asking you to deal with your sensitivities in healthier ways. The angels want to help you detoxify yourself from chemicals and processed foods. They're also leading you away from disagreeable situations and relationships. So allow these changes to occur. The sacral chakra is the second energy center in your body. It's located between the tailbone and your belly button. So you just want, for instance, visualize it glowing bright and clear. And you wear orange. Orange is a sign of your sacral chakra, just to help keep you balanced. And in response really to what Liz was saying too, for instance, keeping your thoughts positive, you are perceiving yourself, for instance, from the same mindset every single day, and you're emotionally reacting to the same circumstances in your life every day, and your environment isn't changing because you're not changing, then the same gene is being signaled in your brain. So if you've been running through the same routine behaviors for the last, however long, you're doing the same thing tomorrow, for instance, and you're creating a habit that now your body's on autopilot. And I talked about this the other day, but it's really, it's creating, you yourself are creating a predictable future for yourself. But that can change very easily if you're willing to change. And, it's whatever roadblocks are in your way. But a couple affirmations for you, too, is I am resonating with divine order. My soul is activated to the highest vibration. I am divinely protected. My soul is safe to explore my path with ease and grace. I really like this one. I think I read this to the last quote. I am reawakening my soul's desire to learn and grow beyond existing limitations. And let's say, I am the master of my own reality. I am ready to change and move on. And I am continuously evolving with conscious action. So that's what I have for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Laura. Right. This is Peg. And I took some cards from Energy and Spirit Oracle cards. And the first card that came up was sensitivity and strength. A situation calls for some sensitivity now. It may be an issue with a friend or someone at work or in your family. Even if it's in your nature to be strong and control and sometimes even aggressive, remember that it's possible to be both tender and strong at the same time. This card upright is telling you to pause and resist any old urge to plow through things. Consider the peace and compassion you could introduce into tense or tenuous situations. when you look at the situation with flexibility and calm clarity, you bring gentle, receptive yin energy to the issue. Then your sensitivity and strength will come together in vibrations as powerful and as soothing as the sun's rays. So I feel like this is, like Spirit is asking you to, and I think people, I think others have talked about this, is to, you know, try to remain in your heart place as much as possible to allow your inner knowing and understanding for life situations. Also, I had something now I forgot. Also, just trust what's in your heart too. I think so many times we have situations that come in our life that we react to, you know, and a lot of it is old patterns that in the way that we've reacted to different things in our life, whether it's, you know, happy, sad, whatever, upsetting. So they're just asking you to, you know, look within very much so. And then an angel came in, Archangel Raziel, and wisdom, inspiration, and the Akashic Records. Upright, when Raziel appears, it marks a time of grand openings and personal revelations for you. The angel of mysteries bring valuable guidance and a profound connection to spirit. Your intuitive powers are on the rise, so get ready for the amazing flashes of insight and understanding coming your way. The information you seek from the deepest, most sacred mysteries of spirit to specifics about your future, your career, or your personal life is available to you. Now, in fact, this card indicates you may be facing an important decision, searching for some wisdom to guide you. With Raziel's help, the Akashic Records are open to you, providing all the direction you need. This pipeline is the unending wisdom of the universe, is a well of support. You can now open the records to answer all your questions, great and small. Invoke Raziel's presence and get ready for this life-changing inspiration. So I feel like these cards, you know, are really, you know, asking you to really look deeply within, you know, on all aspects of your life. And you know, you might want to have someone read your Akashic Records at some point, too. So just to see, because so many times, you know, we find in the Akashic Records that our past lives or our family from generations ago, you know, they passed down these traditions, these thinking, this, you know, way of saying things. And it, you know, and it comes right down to you. And, you know, they're asking you, I guess, to understand that and to, you know, and also to think how you might want to live your life or how you want to live your life and what your understandings are, too. So I hope that helped.
Thank you. That was great.
Thank you.
Hi, Laura. It's Mary. I got guardian angel for you. And, you know, obviously our guardian angels, they're always around, but we must let them know that, let them in, call them in and let them know that we need them. So they wanted you to know you are not, you are never alone. And if you've asked for their help in any particular situation, know that there's divine intervention in the works for you. And this card is a huge reminder that there's always help and support available to us, right? I mean, everybody should know this, that we all have at least two guardian angels with us since birth, in all our lifetimes, past lifetimes, you know? And everything that's going to unfold is going to be for your highest good. And then the next card, which I was told to read from the book for you, is the Star Ancestor. Follow the voice of your soul. So this one, it's funny that these two cards have stars in them and a moon. So it says, heed the messages coming directly from your soul. The Star Ancestors is a term for extraterrestrial light beings who are dedicated to the healing and growth of the world. These incredible beings are divine embodiments of love who bring wisdom from the higher realms. Often people feel a sense of connectedness when they look up into the night sky and see the stars. I believe that's because they are remembering their starry connections, and those are what this card represents. The Star Ancestor is reminding you that you have otherworldly support and that your friends from the stars can help you if you are willing to be helped. They can support you in connecting with and following your soul's deepest calling. There is a deeper purpose to your human journey. Not only were you born on purpose, you were born for a purpose. Ooh, I got chills. You were born to be a bright light in the world, and there are supporters out there in the universe sending waves of energy to guide you at this time. Information and inspiration that has been coming your way recently is not new information, but memories. Your feelings of being drawn in a particular direction are the awakening of an aspect of your soul. You're being drawn towards a road that will not only light you up, but also help you light up your corner of the world. Continue following the cosmic guidance that is coming your way. Wow, that's so beautiful. I'm like totally chilled. And it's amazing because, you know, when we are in our divine purpose, right, or heading towards that, it's just like doors start opening, teachers start coming in, you know, your soul family starts coming through, you know, and it's just amazing that, you know, that happens, you know, and just follow that guidance because, you know, I followed the guidance from DC Love, who told Catherine and I to go to Lilydale, and that was the beginning of me getting into trance healing, which I love so much now, and I know that's my passion of this lifetime is just to heal in different modalities, and one of them being, you know, giving readings as well, but as far as healing goes, it's just amazing, you know, that you have guidance from angels in this earth, right? And my angel, one of them is DC Love. I mean, she guides all of us, you know. And I just wanted to say, Laura, this is such a beautiful reading for you, and I hope everything helps. And, you know, just look up to the sky and, you know, call in your star family.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And Mary, I'm sorry to do this. This happened again. I got a little more, just one more thing for her.
Okay, I'll put her back on. Okay, Laura?
Okay.
She has something else for
just
you.
For a minute.
Jan has something else.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
I just got one more thing for you. While everybody was there doing the readings, our friend Ryan came in. And he just, like, he's been around me the last couple of days, and he's around me right now. I can just see him. And anyway, he said to stop worrying. All these things you get caught up in, let it go, get rid of it. You don't need it. It's not serving you. Take some deep breaths and say, ooh-sah. And he's also saying, Tell her, show them what you got, Laura.
So that's his message to you. I don't know if you can relate to that, but that's what he's saying.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, that's amazing. I love that. Just by her laughter, I can tell it resonates.
Yeah.
Well, thank you,
Laura.
I'm
glad to see him.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. So we had really quickly, I guess we'll get to the chat because the person left, but they had a question, but maybe we could do that afterwards, and that could be like maybe our last one because I know there's live people on hold and there's a lot of new callers. So I'm just going to pick up the next caller. All right, I'm just trying to see. Okay, area code 630, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello?
Laura?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
You're on live with Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Laura.
Oh, Laura.
Yeah. Hi. Okay. Another Laura?
Hi. Do you have a question for us, Laura? Or you were just listening?
Yeah, I was listening pretty much. I guess anything that there is to know about the future.
Okay.
So, Laura, this is Jan, and I immediately saw a butterfly for you, which is all about change and transformation and things like that. And so, and butterfly also represents wearing colorful clothing or doing anything with colors, really. It doesn't have to be clothing. It could be anything in your house. Just mostly saying get around some color. And also it's about being people are naturally drawn to you, and it's having to do with music and friends, clothing, art, excuse me. You don't like being in a harsh or toxic environment. You like, it's good to have your water clean and your air clean. It's, butterfly is like a cleanser in a way. And all about change and transformation. It's a very positive animal for your future. It means that you'll be in transformation and going for the new. And so that's a good way to start the new year.
Thank you.
look out for any butterflies that may be coming your way, even though it's winter, but you may see them in other places. All right. You're welcome.
Beautiful. Like, it makes me think of spring when you hear about the butterfly.
Yeah.
This is Liz, and I have three cards from the Keeper of the Light deck. And the first one is Elmoria, Awakening Presence. The universe is with you. Wear a cloak of protection and love. I pulled this card, and then immediately I got this other card, Holy Amethyst, Divine Alchemy, and it says, move beyond current challenges, focus on what you desire. And as Jan was saying, lots of colors, I see lots of colors. I was drawn to these cards. They're full of blues and purples. So, you know, very purple is associated with the divine, and I feel you're very close. I feel you're already very connected to your higher power and to your intuition, and you're also an empath. So people are drawn to you. They can kind of come into your energy and overtake you. So make sure that you're protecting your energy field when you go out and about, so you're not taking on other people's gunk and muck. And I also feel like that you should have an amethyst stone with you, carry an amethyst or wear one, because amethysts are protective, but they're also very calming and soothing. They have a vibration that keeps us calm, and I think it'll help you. I just feel like you're very, the energy of the universe, you're very vulnerable right now. So you want to protect your energy. You're going through a transition, not a huge transition, but a little transition is uncomfortable. But just relax and remain calm and breathe through it. Know, trust and know that your higher power is taking care of you, always for the highest and best good. Because the last card that came was Lord Ganesh. And I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's the elephant head god from the Hindu, and it's infinite abundance. He's always a symbol of abundance and good things to come, prosperity. So it says obstacles are being removed, spiritual support and connections are increasing. So, you know, like I said, with the first two cards, you know, have faith, keep your protection around you, you know, keep yourself grounded and calm. By, you know, carrying an amethyst, I think is going to be your, will be the easiest way for you, or keep one in your vicinity. And there's a lot of good things coming. You know, don't, you know, the only constant is change, right? So don't fear change. Don't run from it. Just kind of surrender and embrace it, because it's coming whether we like it or not. And if we just go with the flow, it's much easier than fighting it. And it'll go by quickly when we go with the flow, you know, it'll move right along, pass through, and then it'll be on to the abundant part, which is where we all want to be.
So, thank you.
I hope that message helps you, Laura, and I will pass it over to Catherine.
Okay, Laura, I'm from Wilson Answers, Earth Guard. So this Earth Guardian, there's so many, the colors are mainly just emerald green, and it says stay rooted and grounded. And the message here is take time to connect deeply with the energy of the Earth so that you can feel supported and make decisions based on strength and integrity. So it's important for you to take a grounded approach to your current situation. If you are rushing ahead or making a decision based on your more fearful responses, you will miss out on the growth you deserve. So take some time to calm down and get grounded before proceeding further. So breathe, relax, and connect with your center. Then consider what to do. It's important to plant seeds that are going to grow into something beautiful rather than turn into a weed you have to deal with. So the first thing that comes to my mind, Laura, is just letting go of things that no longer serve you. And you can do that in many different ways. I don't know if you do that now. Do you do that now? Let go? You know how to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's as easy as just, you know, you can go stand outside to get grounded on, you know, the grass, the dirt, whatever. And you just say the words, just, you know, I am letting go of all things that no longer serve me. You can put in there whatever is not serving you. You know, you say, I let go. I am letting go of all people, places, things, thoughts, feelings, behavior, actions, situations, whatever it is, and envision roots coming out from the bottom of your feet and just going into Mother Earth, where she's going to just transmute that into light and love. So, you know, letting go of what no longer serves you is very important, because you want to do that every day, because you want to, you also heal other people's energy, right? That gets stuck in your arc field at times as well, and you want to let go of that too, right? But you want to do that so that you open yourself up to all these beautiful, wonderful opportunities that are there, and, you know, new people coming into your life, you know, whatever it is, relationships, careers, whatever is going to serve your highest good. And, you know, just move forward. This could even be an affirmation, like, I am moving forward with an open mind. I am continuously evolving with conscious action. I am the master of my own reality. I am ready to change and move on. Like, whatever those affirmations are, they're important as well. So I hope that that helps you.
It does. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peg?
Hi, Laura. This is Peg, and I got two cards from the Energy Oracle cards. And the first card was Angel of Balance. And she's got a really beautiful, kind of like a blue gown, but it's, and there's also pink closer to her neck. And she's holding almost like a blue vase, but it's, yeah. And it's really beautiful. It's kind of a young angel. It's a young girl. But the Angel of Balance is about being centered and self-honoring in your choices. The loving presence holds a picture of liquid light in front of the pyramid, reminding you that a strong destiny relies on a solid foundation of personal balance and emotional equanimity. Although things may be out of sync in the past, this card is telling you that a greater equilibrium is now coming to your life. Remain conscious about how you are balancing your goals and your physical and emotional energy as well. Whenever you feel yourself getting off center or losing focus, call upon this beautiful angel and bring her intention into your heart center. Your intuition will lead you in the right direction, and the angel will guide you to a peaceful and centered approach. And there is an affirmation. I live a balanced and centered life. As I care for myself, the universe cares for me also. And then, I feel like it's just reminding you, to try to be, to remain centered, you know, in all that you do. And sometimes that's really hard with the things that are going on around you, you know, and sometimes just journaling about, you know, what you're going through or what you're seeing, you know, how you're seeing things happen. And that can really help you. Also, you might want to write to an angel, like Archangel Raphael or Archangel Michael, too. And they then just write as if you're hearing what they're saying back, you know. And it's like the first thing that comes to your mind, too. So it's not like you're saying, oh, no, he didn't say that, he didn't say this. But if you just write exactly what you're hearing after you write your letter to them, you could get some interesting information. And then the second card is the Sun, and that's all about new beginnings and great creativity. The Sun brings blessings to the Earth, and this card portends blessings in your own life as well. Just as the Sun nurtures the Earth, bringing new life in the spring and summer, this is your time for a new beginning, the onset of a nurturing new light in your life, the light of divine inspiration and personal growth. This card often marks the time of great creativity, bringing the culmination of an important important new project, such as the birth of a baby or the writing or publication of a book, even the truth of a new you. Now is the time to put your energy into expressing your truth and vision. Visualize the light of divine love pouring into your heart and mind like the rays of the sun, bringing inspiration, growth, and abundant blessing for the future you want to create. And know the sun is shining on your intentions now. Sometimes it's really good to just write out our intentions and also look into like energy healing with some of those intentions in mind as you're receiving it. And that can really help clear the way for you too. So I hope that that helps.
Thanks, Peg.
You're welcome. That's great.
Wow, beautiful. Okay, Laura, so I have similar messages from the ladies. They all resonate. They're all synchronistic because you need to hear them. So one of the cards fell out was take time to breathe and thanking the angels. Say, thank you, angels. I breathe with ease knowing you're here. Knowing that your angels are near you, right? Just letting them in, calling them in. I know you do that, you know, and working with them as well, because they are helping you heal. And then the next part that came out resonates with, I think Catherine mentioned, and also Liz, about clearing your vibes, is Archangel Metatron came through, and it says, thank you, Metatron, for clearing my energy field. And he wants me to read from the book. So it says, you are being guided to clear your life of any harsh, negative, or challenging energy. It's time to make way for positive energy in your life. And the only way you can do this is by clearing your aura, body, and energy. Surround yourself with positive people and uplifting environments. The angels are encouraging you to call on them to help you clear your life of anything that's getting between you and your inner peace. Clear any clutter from your home, office, car, and anywhere else you spend time. When you clear your clutter in your life, you clear psychic clutter from your energy. And when you clear your energy, you open yourself up to more abundant and spiritual experiences. Metatron is one of the few angels who have walked the earth as a human being, so he knows more than the other angels what it can be like to be challenged by people and situations. His name means the throne next to God, and he has a special connection with the current era, as he represents the new energy and the connections that are opening up to the other worlds and heaven. He is the angel who can help us connect with the wisdom of God in our daily lives. Wow, that's beautiful. You know what I would get, Laura? Archangel Metatron's cube. I have that, and it's so amazing. I have it. And I work with it, you know, and I look at it every day. So it's just amazing. And that's really great. Metatron is great to work with. So I hope that has helped you, Laura.
It has. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a great evening. God bless you. Okay.
Take care, Laura.
So we might have time for like two more callers. So I'm really trying to dig deep here. Any callers that we don't recognize the numbers. Oh, boy. Okay. Let's try this one. Area code 773. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth? Hi, Elizabeth. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah, I got injured in an accident at work like 5 years ago, and it's dragging through the courts, and I'm now disabled. And I just feel like I've lost my purpose in life. I really, this completely changed my life, and I don't have the life I used to have, and it's really hard to deal with.
Okay, I'm gonna jump in, ladies. I know we have an order, but something similar happened to me, and the ladies on this show, I mean, most of them know I could barely move, and mm-hmm. you know, healing, affirmations helped, and sometimes things happen for a reason, because I needed to be in what I'm doing now, helping others, you know, more like 100% versus giving 50% of my time or 25% of my time on my life purpose. And the other one was, mm-hmm. you know, 25% was my 3D job, which is in corporate America, which I wasn't happy at all. So sometimes things happen for a reason to set you in a path that you need to be on your life purpose. So, and I'm getting chills, so that's exactly what you needed to hear, and I'll switch you over to, and then at the end I'll give you a little bit of my story. I know you're a new caller, so you probably don't know what I've gone through, so I'll just give you a little background of that, but I'll
okay.
switch you over to Jan.
Okay, great. Hey, Elizabeth, it's Jan.
Hi.
And the animal that came through very vividly was the leopard with the black spots. And the leopard says, take some time in solitude, preferably nature, for even a full day. Be sure to pace yourself by providing times of rest and play. Whatever goal you're pursuing, do not reveal too much about it until it's completed. You'll be able to foresee events very vividly and accurately through dreams,
yes.
visions, or feelings.
Yes.
You're doing that now? Very good.
Yes.
All right. And this is a time for expressing yourself passionately in whatever you do. With your intuition is heightened now, so pay close attention to your feelings and trust them. It goes on. And I'll just say a few more things, and then I'll tell you something else. You're a very sensitive person, and you're prone to reacting strongly to people, to situations, and to things. But you are able to get through a lot of things in different ways. And you're a sprinter. And accomplish much more with short-term goals now and periods of rest and play now. So, but what I wanted to tell you, also, I'm glad that you resonate with the leopard, because I saw those black spots so clearly, and I kept hearing leopard over and over, because I was going to go tiger. Think it was a tiger, because I have a tiger, but they kept saying no, it's a leopard, and I said okay. So anyway, but I've had a disability for many years myself, and it's taken me out of my normal life. I used to be a dancer, and I used to be active and work full-time outside of the house doing massage, and I was a professional dancer before that, but I can't do any of it now. And I'm pretty much in the house. I can go out still and do things, which I do, but I've been going to doctors for years and years, and I'm still going, and I'm going to different doctors now. And it's like completely changed my entire life. I mean, and my friends don't even recognize me. They're just like, this is not you. I mean, because I was so active outside of the house. But anyway, I don't want to go on too long. All I'm saying is that I'm still, you know, getting worked on, and I have faith that I'm going to get better and better, as I have been getting better this last year, as a matter of fact. But anyway, it, like Mary says, it completely does something to your whole, you are like in a place where you're going to be doing different things. It just changes your life. And even though it's horrible to have to be this way, what I'm finding in my older age now, because this has been 20 years for me now, is that every single minute that I have of this life is precious. And even if I'm disabled, and I don't believe I'm going to stay that way, I don't believe that you will have to either. every minute that we have of anything that we can do is beautiful, is wonderful, and cherish every minute of it. And I know you do. Or I can already feel that you do. And you're developing your gifts. Your gifts are coming through, and you're developing them more and more. And so you're just, it's a different life, and whatever it is that you enjoy, just get into that. And because that's what I'm doing right now. That's all I have. That's all I have. I don't really have my body anymore right now. You know what I mean? Like I used to.
Yes.
Like I used to. And so all I have right now is what I'm doing now are the psychic work, and I do a lot of poetry. But anyway, I'm just saying, I feel like this is the reason why some of us go through this. It's an amazing way of growing. It's the fastest way you can possibly grow is going through all this intense stuff. It just changes your whole spirit. It's remarkable what it's doing. And I know it's just horrible to go through, but in the end, later on, I know we're going to appreciate it more and more. And for me, it's given me life in a way. It's given me a whole new way of life. I appreciate life in such a different way now. So if you can just take any of that, and if that can help in any way, I hope it does. I don't know. But you do have you definitely do have a leopard, and just hold on to that leopard. That's going to be a big cat that's going to be with you the rest of your life. And those, I have a tiger. Those cats are so amazing. They are so helpful. This cat is going to help you throughout your life. So with that, I'm going to send you over to Liz. I'm sorry to go on.
Wow.
So
wow. What a powerful message, Jan. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, Elizabeth. This is Liz.
Hi.
I have some great messages for you. I actually, the first two cards, I kind of have chills. As Mary was talking and said she got chills, I'm like, ooh, me too. And maybe you were on earlier because Peg gave a better explanation of this archangel. So the first card is number 10, Archangel Raziel. And I know she shared about Archangel Raziel, but I'm going to, this card says on it, Wisdom, Inspiration, and Akashic Records. And I'm going to read from the book because there's some specific things here, but when Raziel appears, it marks a time of grand openings and personal revelations for you. The Angel of Mysteries brings valuable guidance and a profound connection to spirit. Your intuitive powers are on the rise, so get ready for the amazing flashes of insight and understanding coming your way. The information you seek from the deepest, most sacred mysteries of spirit to specifics about your future, your career, or your personal life is available to you now. In fact, this card indicates that you may be facing an important decision, searching for some wisdom to guide you. With Raziel's help, the Akashic records are open to you, providing all the direction you need. This pipeline to the unending wisdom of the universe is a well of support. You can now open the records to answer all your questions, great and small. Invoke Raziel's presence and get ready for life-changing inspiration. So, part of this, I feel, is it's one of those life lessons, but I also feel like there's a bit of a past life coming through as well for you with this, and it's a healing of that past life in this current life, which sometimes happens to us. but they always, you know, the universe sends in big things to shake up our world when we're in need of change.
Mm-hmm.
So this shift was for you. It was necessary, even though you may not think so. And we never think we need change. We always think that we're doing just the right things.
Right.
But this card resonates with me because the number 10 is the day of my birthday. And I wouldn't pay so much attention to that, except the next card is number 29, Connections. And the 29th is my son's birth date. And when I see those two cards together, I know that this is a life-changing time. This is going to be a life-changing event that happens for you. So, you know, because when I had my son, I know that it was life-changing. So
to me, that's what I'm getting here. It's going to be very, very pivotal and monumental, but it's going to be beautiful, just like Jan said. So this card says partnership, contract, and commitment. But I feel like this is a personal contract and commitment that you're making to yourself. This is your opportunity to shift gears and create what it is that is going to work for you. You know, I think it was the caller before you or two callers before you. I talked about, you know, picture the future you want, envision what it is you want to have in your life, because now is a powerful time to create it and manifest it right now. It's, you know, one of the things you can do, you can go on YouTube or meditation app if you have it, and you can do an Akashic Record meditation where you're led down there, and you can, at the start of the meditation, you can set your intention for the wisdom you're looking for. You know, you can say, help me to find my next move, my next step. And then as you take that meditation and that journey into the Akashic Records, it'll help you to find the answers and the information you're looking for. And then I pulled one last card from the Keepers of the Light deck, and it's Diana, a focused intention. So it says, think about what you desire, set your sights high, expect the best possible outcome. So again, envisioning the future that you want. This is, I believe she's a Greek goddess, and she has a crescent moon on her diadem on her head. And, you know, crescent moon, this is a symbol of the new moon, which is where we set our intentions to manifest what we want to bring into our lives. And so, again, very powerful time, an opportunity for you. Like Jan said, you know, even though life changed and, you know, and when we become not able to use our body in the way that we are accustomed to, it can be depressing. It can be devastating,
yes.
You know, and it's easy to fall into a funk, you know, anybody
yeah.
would. It's not abnormal. it's totally normal because we don't know what to do. We don't understand how we're going to go on and how we're going to keep doing the
yes.
things that we've always done. So, you know, believing that you're going to get well again, believing that you're still capable of so many things, even though they're not going to be the same things that you were before, and being grateful for the good, positive things that are working about your body, and, you know, showing the universe that you do appreciate what you do have and you're grateful for it will help to
yeah.
to heal the other part as well.
Aww.
So.
That makes sense.
Definitely. I think you're in a very, very beautiful space, and it's a beautiful opportunity that you have right now. And I think when we're done this evening, you will know that. But I will pass you over to Catherine so that she can give her message to you as well.
Okay, Elizabeth. I pulled the card from Keepers of the Light for you, and so many things are coming in to share with you, but this card came out, Charity, and it's about prayer and contemplation. It says, connect with heaven and ask and you shall receive. Faith, hope, and charity are a trinity of archangels who are dedicated to helping us regain our natural traits of kindness, trust, and faith in the highest good. Charity is the twin flame of Archangel Samuel, who is the archangel who you pray to, and those prayer. Well, you ask him to take your prayers to God. So anything that you're wanting, you want to call on him, and those prayers go directly to God. So she This is powerful. She has a great spirit that encourages us to undertake spiritual practices of prayer and meditation. And I will tell you, about prayer, because I had talked about this in the past as well. The study of prayer, simply defined, is that it works. And that's just really simply put. But prayer is the way we speak with the divine, and meditation is the way we open ourselves to receive the answers we need to hear. So charity is also the angel, let's go down here. The powerful Archangel Charity is drawing close to you right now at this time because she has recognized that you have goodness in your heart and you have put others first. She brings you thanks for it. So she's asking you to move into prayer and meditation with regard to any decisions that you are making at this time, because you are being guided to take the time to breathe and receive and know that you will have a real surge of intuition, time to move forward. So you want to be in that space, put yourself in that space through prayer and meditation to be able to connect and get these answers. And I will tell you that what came in for me right away when you first came on is, you know, finding your passion and just find a passion, you know, concentrate on, you know, what you want, what makes you happy when you get up. So, you know, concentrating on truly what is working in your life is really important, opposed to what's not, right? And then, you know, you can write those things down. Write things down that you're grateful for, because these things are so important right now. And again, the passion, you know, finding your passion, you're going to find that. We're being told now, you know, through this card that, you know, you're going to find that. And so you want to really think about what makes you happy. Just what makes you happy, you know, whether you're, you know, disabled or not, it, what makes you happy? And then, you know, that's going to give you your purpose. And once you find the purpose and you concentrate again on what is working, not what's not working, but what is working, and write those things down that you're grateful for, things are going to start to shift. And then in terms of charity itself, you can involve yourself in, for instance, humanitarian work. So, you know, what is it that you truly like to do, you know, like put yourself out there to be in a place to help others, because we're here to teach, we're here to learn, right? So, you know, you can, you yourself right at this moment can be a voice for those who don't have one right now, who've been through experiences you've been through. Right.
That's what I've been doing, yes. I met a cat like 9 years ago that showed up on my doorstep on Easter night, and he changed my life. And since I've been disabled, into cat rescue. So there's the leopard. And people think I'm just crazy to be saving these animals and donating to help them and trying to change the laws. And that is what I have been doing since I've been disabled, and it has been a complete soul-soothing experience.
Yeah, I mean, you're in alignment with your soul right now by doing these things, you know? You're in alignment with your heart and your soul, and that's just a beautiful thing that you're already there, you know? So, you know, that is your purpose. That is you know, and also you want... You know, you want to say to yourself, too, things like, I am whole, I am healed, I am overcoming all challenges. You know, call in, you know, your angels. You can write Dear God letters. That's the practice that I do for pretty much everything, you know. And just, you know, I think the gratitude and just also, you know, start with gratitude, but which is how I do it, but you also want to just from your heart and your soul, just write down, just your God, you know, struggling with this right now. And I, you know, I want to stay, you know, on my divine life path and, you know, just speak from your heart and write it down. you know, and you can do that, you know, on just on a piece of paper, and, you know, you can read it out loud and then, you know, burn it and, you know, send it up to the heavens or down to Mother Earth, which is what I do, or I have a God box that, you know, I put it in. And honestly, I find Dear God letters all over. I don't even sometimes put them in boxes. I just write them. You know, so anybody can find them in my house here. But it's okay because, you know, it's a practice I want them to do as well, right? And so as, you know, we do it, we're also teaching as well. And I think that you're just a beautiful soul. And again, you know, you're already doing, you know, what you're meant to do. And but there's so much more as well. You know, you just, you know, you can even sit there. Another practice that I do is you can just imagine that you're sitting there on a bench and, you know, Jesus is next to you, or an angel or a loved one, or whoever it is, the Holy Spirit, and just talk like a friend, just like a friend, you know, and listen to the answers, you know. So I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Elizabeth. This is Peg. I had an injury a couple of years ago that affects my cervical, my neck. And I was to the point where I had no balance. I was not able to carry a dish without dropping. I couldn't cut food. And, you know, my balance was off, blah, 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 blah. And it came down that I had to have surgery. And I did not want surgery. I was scared to have surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked into some holistic things, too. And I finally did decide to have the surgery. I also was... speaking with the angels too, and Archangel Raphael was the specific angel because he is the angel of healing. And I just imagine his green healing light to be in the areas of where I was injured. And when I came out of my surgery, I was able to do everything I had done before.
Oh, wow.
It was a very painful thing because I couldn't really do anything. I couldn't do my work. Mm-hmm. I couldn't really, you know, do a whole lot at all, go, you know, walk around or do anything. And so the card that I picked was Archangel Raphael, or that came out was from the fourth chakra, the heart chakra. Raphael extends a beautiful green energy surrounded by gentle waves of pink to your heart center. This card upright indicates that you now have a greater readiness to receive love from others as well as from yourself. It also indicates that a much needed healing from a previous broken heart is taking place. The tender vibration of Raphael reminds you to encourage yourself with the compassionate self-talk that you desire to hear from others. Know that as you do, the light from your heart center will shine an irresistible beauty, and the universe will send people in situations that cause your sense of love and support to grow and grow. And as I was sitting waiting to speak with you, I got a little message that I had written down, so I just thought I'd share that. It's really not that long. Let's see. Your angels are with you always. They are here right now. Your angels have some wonderful messages for you. You are being called to expand your horizons in ways you never knew possible. Change is here. for you, Elizabeth. Be in the space of your heart. Be open to all the possibilities and choose the ones that speak to you in a special way, which you are doing. Don't forget, Elizabeth, we are here for you. Call upon Archangel Gabriel, Raphael, Ariel, Uriel, and Metatron can help you with spiritual enlightenment. And I feel like, you know, they're almost waiting for you. And I know that they got me through everything too. You know, it's almost like they're saying it's time to take care of you, concentrate on you. And I know that was what my message was too, was it was time to take care of me and my self-care and to explore different things too. So I hope that helps you in some way, and I wish you a lot of luck.
It does. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was beautiful, ladies. Oh my goodness. This is Mary, by the way, Elizabeth. I have a couple of cards or two cards for you, and then a couple of messages that kept on coming through for you. But the one that resonates totally is spiritual support, which I mean that was the message that Peg just gave you, right? That all the angels are around you.
Mm-hmm.
So in this picture of this card is a woman praying, and there's angels behind her giving her healing. So know that your angels are around you, giving you support, helping you in any way they can, you know, and again, calling them in and making sure that you allow them, because, you know, we need to give them the okay that they can come and help. And then the other card that came out, which Peg also mentioned, was Archangel Raphael. So he wants me to read from the card. It says, "Thank you, Raphael, for shining your divine light upon my healthy body," right? Speaking a new story about yourself. You're not disabled. Don't say that. Because our words are energy, and that's the energy you're putting out to the universe. So just remembering that everything you say is a vibration, and that energy goes out, and that's what comes back to you, really. I'll show you. I had code words with Catherine here on the show that, you know, when I was really feeling sick, I would say a code word. and then it says, "Your angels can see that you need a boost of light and energy at this time. Together with Archangel Raphael, they are filling your body, mind, and soul with healing energy. So take some time out to take care for your whole being. Close your eyes and allow Archangel Raphael and the healing angels to place their hands upon you." Wow, that's like a picture with the spiritual support. You are blessed to receive this card today because healing is being brought to you on all levels, so accept it. Healing doesn't begin in the body. It begins in the mind and soul. It's in your body that determines how you feel, but your mind that determines what state your body is in. Yep. Think healing positive thoughts at this time and be grateful for what's good about your body and your health. As you recognize the health benefits you already have, more will be brought to you. You may well find that the healing angels are also here to help you heal others. But in order to do this, you must ensure that you yourself are in good health. So heal within, then share what you've learned with the world. Wow, I think Catherine said that too. Then it says, Raphael's name means God heals, and he is the archangel of health and healing. With his emerald aura, he has the ability both to heal us and to help us heal ourselves. He carries a caduceus wand as a symbol of his divine healing abilities. He is the doctor of God and will bring healing to all those who call on him. So, you know, call on all the archangels, but especially Archangel Raphael. I know I had my herniated disc and I was unable to move. Catherine knew this. because actually when it happened, I was on the call with her when it started happening, and I just couldn't move. I thought I was having a heart attack. I mean, it was just like my whole left side went numb. I was getting chest pain, and it was all a herniated disc. So from that moment on, unable to move. I mean, I literally had to be picked up on an ambulance, and then I could walk, but in serious pain because I could barely stand up because my arm felt like it weighed like 300 pounds, like my whole left side. So, and it all had to do with a herniated disc. And, you know, they wanted surgery, and I said, there's no way. I mean, and I worked with Catherine, who's on the show, and DC Love with releasing, right? Because a lot of it has to do with our past lives and our past, what things that we need to release, right? Unless we release those things, we're still going to have this. I know I had to do a lot of affirmations and a lot of releasing daily. I was told to do it 3 times a day. And I tell you, I mean, most of the time I was in meditation. Catherine could tell you, she would call me and I'm like, I'm in meditation. I would meditate like 3 times a day. And it helped me, like, it actually made me appreciate, right? When you're like in a situation like where I was on and you're at right now, which I'm not going to say the word, it makes you realize and appreciate what you actually have, right? Or appreciate the little things that, or everything, you know, having a bed, having a place to sleep, having food on the table, like things like that, that just like, you know, we just think like, okay, it's, you know, we have it. It's great. But, you know, just appreciating the little things, like me getting up from bed. I couldn't get up from bed. And it's just like, you think about those things and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't get up from bed. Like, I never thought about that. I couldn't, like, do anything by myself, eat by myself. I mean, it was just like, it was being a baby again, you know, and being taken care of. And it was just, it wasn't me because I'm an independent person and a woman, and it was just really hard to be taken care of, but, you know, I needed it, and I had a beautiful group, you know, everyone here has helped me with, I mean, especially Catherine and DC. I mean, they would call me like every day. Catherine would call me like 4 times a day, make sure. And again, have a code word with your friends, right? Code Don't say word. Your... A code word,
that's
yes. So like a code word that you're not sick, right?
I would ask her. Can I add this, Mary? So I would ask her. I would ask Mary. I would say, "How do you feel today?" And we came up with this code word because, like she said, that words have vibration, and you don't want to put up that word because you're just going to get more of it, right?
That
get what you put out, and so in terms of that, so we came up with a code word. And
I
knew
I'm recovering. I was in pain, but I was recovering.
Yes. I am recovering, right? But
so
I knew
she knew
she
what that
pain.
Meant. She knew I was in pain, but I didn't want to say the word P-A-I-N. You know, because I told her everything is a vibration. So it's like, you know, I teach this to my callers. So now I have to, like, you know, like, practice what I preach all the time. So I came up with a few affirmations or letting go that I think you need. So it's one of them, and you could listen to this on replay so you could write it down. It says, I'm willing to release the pattern that is creating this condition. So I said this like 3 times, right? 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the afternoon, 3 times in the evening before going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I let go of any fears and insecurities around my health and old wounds. Right? That could mean with love and everything, right? Because that could cause issues too. And then I just wanted to say, you know, like I wrote here, speaking a new story by saying you're disabled, you're putting out that energy. So stop that. From today on, promise us that you will not do that again.
Yeah, I hate that word, but that's the legal word, yeah.
Yes, that is the legal word, but you can't say that because you are going to recover as long as you speak a different story. And then I also, I don't know
exactly.
If you were on in the beginning of the show, but, you know, like we speak a lot of Louise Hay affirmations, and she has healing affirmations also, and she has how to heal your life or something like that. And she has a book. She actually healed from cancer. So, you know, again, it's all about our thoughts. You know, our thoughts, our energy, and everything we put out, it comes back to us. And then I was getting to start painting. For some reason, I saw you, like, painting. They were telling me to tell you to paint if you can. You know, if you can use your hands. Like, I do flow art. You know, I've been getting into the flow art, and I absolutely love it. I mean, I am addicted. If I could paint every day, I would, but I'm getting here with a candle, the candles and readings and numerology reports that I'm like, okay, no, I can't paint every day. But, you know, I set one day a week at least to paint. It just makes me feel so connected to spirit and the angels that it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. Once you start connecting with them, you will feel so amazing. And I know Jan does that with her poems, right? She has beautiful poems, and that's how she connects with them. You know, we all have, and Peg and Liz all have the, you know, the sound healing as well, you know, and then and Catherine, you know, also connects with the angels just like I do. You know, we all do that basically. We love the angels here. Obviously, it's angel answers. So I am so glad you called, and, you know, you have to make sure that you give us a call back and let us know how everything is going and, you know, how much you're healing, and give us that code word. I'm healing.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome.
You're so welcome. God bless you.
You too.
Wow, that was beautiful, ladies. Well, I took down all the callers that remained on the line, and I thank you all for, like, staying on hold and listening to the entire show. I think it's important that, you know, in closing, that we remember that, like, everything we speak is, like, an energy that we are putting out there, you know, and we're speaking it into existence. So, you know, just staying as positive as possible. And like Liz said, you know, if you start having negative thoughts, think about like something positive, someone you love. Like sometimes when I'm getting upset at something, what I do is I think of my grandchildren and I'm like, oh, I feel so much love, you know, so I have that. So, you know, thinking about something other than what you're thinking about, if it's actually negative. You know, and just giving the situation love, you know, and giving yourself love, right? Like yesterday, I wanted to say that I went yesterday for a facial, and I hadn't done that since last year before I moved here to Columbus, and I absolutely loved it, and I feel so amazing, and I'm like, I gave back to myself. You know, I've been working really hard and not taking any time besides going to the gym, but, you know, like I just said, okay, I need to go and do something fun for myself. It was just so amazing. So I just have to share that. You know, sometimes we have to take ourselves on dates if we're single and, you know, have fun, you know, and take it one day at a time, the present day only. Not thinking so much of the future.
Very true.
Right? Yep.
Very true.
Very true.
Yeah. Because sometimes we
I know
so involved with our future thinking, right? What are we going to do? Like, oh my gosh, like next year I have to do this. No, just focus on today. Right?
Yep.
That's all we have.
I was going to say, Mary, I know I have to take advantage of some self-care myself. Tomorrow night my teacher is doing a in-person class at her home, which she hasn't done in, gosh, 2 years, I guess. So, you know, I'm super excited to go. She's offering angelic Reiki healing while we're there. And I know that I need it. It's time to go take care of myself and receive a little instead of give. So.
Is that IET, Liz? IET, Integrated Energy Therapy?
No, she does Angel Reiki. She's an Angel Reiki master.
Oh, okay. Well, that is a lot like Reiki, but okay.
Yeah, I think it's similar. You know, it's and like I do Reiki work, but she's you know attuned to calling in the archangels during her practice and stuff. I've looked into it a little. I don't, once you start doing this stuff, you kind of everything just kind of falls into place and incorporates itself on its own.
It sounds like IET because that's the same thing. That's what you do with because I have the first level of IET and you work with the archangels. Yeah. So you could I would be interested to see if it is the same. But
I bet it's pretty similar.
Yeah. I mean, each point has an archangel and I think it also has a Shohan, which is like a partner. And they work together. Angels. They're two like angels.
Yeah.
Called
okay.
Integrated Energy Therapy.
Cool. I've heard of it before. I think I saw it at a psychic fair or something. And I didn't have the opportunity to try it while I was there that day, but I think I had talked to the practitioner that was there and I thought it was pretty neat because I know someone that does quantum healing with the tuning forks. And it was somewhat similar to what she does. How he explained it to me. So I think it's they're probably I think all these energy healings are very similar in the base of what you're
they
doing.
Are. Yeah.
Anyway,
I also do a quantum
once you get
healing.
Going, I was going to say, once you get going, you realize that you're what's happening.
Yeah.
And you understand.
Yeah.
More. So.
Yep.
I'm excited to receive some healing.
That's awesome.
That'll
you
be nice,
Liz.
Have a nice time.
You're also working really hard.
Yeah.
Self-care.
Yeah, it's my crazy time here. So.
Yes, I know.
Let's
I
take
know. I used to work, when I was in corporate America, I was like, from January to April, don't talk to me. I was like so busy. It's like, it was tax season. So I worked in the legal tax compliance and it was just like, oh my gosh. And finance. And it was just like, I had like three jobs. I was handling like three jobs. So it was really, really extremely busy. So I was like, I don't have time to talk. Well, I think you knew, right, Liz? I mean, I missed a couple of shows, I think, because of my busy time. I think I used to be, like, working till, like, 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes, when I was
busy. Yeah, that's right. When we first were on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And busy tax. And I was up till like 2 a.m. working, so I did not miss that. I'd rather be talking to angels at 2 and 3 a.m.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it's been great, ladies. I love you all. And, I guess till next week. God bless you all.
Yeah.
And thank you to all the callers.
Thank you, Mary.
Yeah,
it was just beautiful.
Have a great week.
Great show.
Good night.
Everybody.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.